This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. On March 13th, Central Texans woke up to the news that the area had its first confirmed case of COVID-19. Schools were closed, UT Austin shut down. For many businesses and nonprofits, that day launched a very tough stretch that still continues. Operations slowed down or in some cases stopped completely. Many workers lost their jobs, and of course, no one knows exactly when things will start turning around. I talked recently with the executive director of an Austin nonprofit to hear how they've weathered these times. Karen Lachelle leads Creative Action. It's an arts education organization that provides programs during and after school and also works with senior citizens. They employ about 120 artists of all different kinds as part-time teachers. But as Lachelle told me recently, no school has meant almost no programs.
Pretty much the second that AISD was shut down, I mean, we just pretty much had to close down every single one of our programs at that moment because all of our places to do those programs were no longer available to us. As an organization, we felt really committed to our part-time staff. I mean, they are paid on an hourly basis. They don't normally get paid if a program doesn't happen, but we felt like given what was going on, we wanted to commit to them. So for 3 weeks, we continued to compensate that staff, even though they really weren't able to provide any programming. And that was also just to give us some time to figure out what do we do here? What's happening? And I mean, just kind of like along with the whole world, trying to figure out what's next.
What did you decide when it came to make the decision of what's next?
With the closure of our programs, we lost a considerable amount of income for really from now until for sure the end of the school year at this point, it looks like. And now we're even trying to really understand if maybe even until the end of the summer. And so we went through kind of all sorts of different scenarios of what do we do in a crisis like this. And thankfully, when the stimulus bill passed, it included provisions for part-time, hourly, gig economy workers to be able to access pretty robust unemployment benefits. So at that time, once we realized that that was a real option, and also an option for many of our full-time staff who are also doing programming, we decided that that was the best thing for us to do at this time so that we could shore up Creative Action and be ready when schools do open.
Is this a situation that you had ever talked about or anticipated when something of this magnitude happens and things just kind of grind to a halt?
I mean, to be honest with you, not really. And I guess I feel a little silly about that now. But no, I don't think it had ever really occurred to us that this kind of closure could happen because of something that's so out of our control. We do have a reserve fund. We have some different things in place, but they're not at the magnitude of, you know, what you would need to really withstand having absolutely no programming for, you know, at a minimum, probably 2 months.
What does it feel like to have a situation that's kind of happened to you and your organization, but that you don't have any real control over?
Well, I mean, quite honestly, this is, you know, I've been in my job now for almost 17 years, and this is probably the most stressful thing we've ever had to really maneuver. And we've certainly had other challenges in the past, but I mean, it's very scary and very stressful. And I think the biggest thing that's been difficult is trying to figure out how to make our staff feel okay, make sure that they know we're doing everything that we can to really protect them and take care of them, but not really having a lot of clear answers because we don't really know how this is all going to play out and when it's going to end.
What have you heard from program participants about what it's like for them not to have Creative Action programs to be able to participate in right now?
Well, we've definitely heard from a lot of parents in our elementary program that, you know, their kids are just really, really missing the teaching artists. They're really missing the program. They're missing their friends. A lot of our teen participants, we have been able to be in better touch with because they have the technology and it's a smaller program. So we've been doing Zoom calls with the teens. And I think especially for a lot of our students who are seniors, I think it's particularly difficult because they're missing out on their final projects, all these final moments that were supposed to be the highlight of their year. So I think there's a lot of sadness and a lot of just, you know, boredom and missing each other.
How long can Creative Action continue without programs, without participants, and without teachers?
I mean, what we do is a hands-on, engaging people. And if we literally cannot do that, I mean, I think if we start to have a better sense that this is going to go on and on and on, I think, like many others, I think we can look at ways that we can really use technology as a strategy to keep up connections and keep some learning going on. But I'll be honest, I don't know, you know, it's certainly not going to be at the same scale, and it's certainly not going to be at the same level of quality, because it's just not quite the same as, you know, engaging people through the arts right there in a room with them. But it's something that we will look to doing more of if it really does look like, you know, by sometime in the summer or by the time the fall school semester starts, that we can't be back in schools or in communities.
Is there anything that has happened that's been a source of a surprise or something positive that has happened in the past couple of weeks while all of this has been going on?
Well, I mean, I think the things I've been hearing are, I mean, one, we have been trying to really stay in touch with our staff through Zoom and technology. And I know we hosted like a movie night and, you know, trying to do some different things so that people can maintain relationships just at a staff level. And I think that that's been joyful. And I know that I can, speaking for myself and a few other folks who work here, I mean, as extremely difficult as it is to have our own children at home, I mean, there's been some amount of joy of having that more time with your kids and getting to really see them. But most of all, for me, it's been mostly just really stressful.
What have you done to try to alleviate some of that stress?
I've been finding, from a personal level, a lot of joy of just trying to be in nature and take my kids out and to go into creeks and explore and go on bike rides. And that's certainly been nice. And also just to connect with neighbors from a distance. But I haven't really been able to have a whole lot of time to do much to alleviate stress just yet. I'm kind of hopeful that when we get through a lot of the logistics of what we're managing right now with all the staff changes after that I'll have a little bit of time to try to take a deep breath.
Karen Lachelle is Executive Director of Creative Action in Austin. And Karen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.